Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.
Cast your mind back to your primary school days. Can you remember the school trips you went on? An afternoon at the local museum? A day trip based on what you're studying in science? Or if you're really lucky, a few nights at some kind of adventure destination?
So we went to Uganda in a small town called Bombo.
Well, Highfield Prep, part of Harrogate Ladies College, as you've just heard, have just returned from one heck of a school trip to Uganda. I went along to the school to meet the teacher who independently led the group, Andy Hart, who explained to me how they'd linked up with Bombo, a small village in Uganda.
Originally, one of the parents at Highfields came to us with an idea for a link because she had met a small charity who were trying to start a school in Uganda in an area where there really wasn't very much primary education available for children. And we really took it on board as a school because we saw so much potential that we could just not just help the school develop, but we could really get our children enthused about by the link. They can get excited about seeing lives overseas. And also, as a school, we could start sharing our expertise and help the teachers in Uganda to develop their teaching as well.
So what happened? You've recently got back from a two-week trip. Tell us about that.
Well, this is our second trip. We took the first one last year. Each year we've taken six of our prep six children with a parent each and then two teachers from our school. And we've gone out for 2 weeks. Part of that, most of that, has been to actually visit the school, share teaching with the teachers out there, get involved with the children, meet all our sponsored children in the school and try and help the school to develop and grow.
Whilst I was at Highfield Prep in Harrogate, I also met some of the children who, along with their parents, embarked on the two-week trip.
Hi, I'm Audrey Emmons.
Hello, I'm Willow Baker.
Hi, I'm Emily Thompson.
Hi, I'm Jack Lloyd.
Hi, I'm Luca Johnson.
The 10 and 11-year-old children from Highfield went to go and meet the children in Bombo, who, despite being the same age, live completely differently.
You saw how they lived and how much different their lives are to ours.
They were so happy. They were happier than us, and they didn't have much money. They felt rich with their smiles.
So many people sponsoring different people, and if we keep doing that, we can make just a big difference to what we're trying to do.
By Highfield Prep School sponsoring the children in Bombo, there are now huge opportunities which otherwise just wouldn't have been possible. Andy and the children tell us more.
Well, for a start, they've got a school which wasn't there when we first started the link. The school was just being built and we've been able to fundraise and help them to finish that school and build it. All the children in the school are sponsored. At Highfield, each of our year groups sponsors a child who grows up through the school with them. So they're constantly writing letters, receiving letters and video messages and getting to know that child. A lot of our parents, the members of the Highfield family, are sponsoring children. So in all, almost about just over a third of the children in the school in Bombo are sponsored through Highfield and the wider Highfield community. Which is fantastic. That makes all the difference. It means the teachers at the school in Bombo get paid salaries, so they turn up. We can also attract good teachers to that school.
My sponsor child, so basically he lived in quite a poor house with five other siblings and he didn't have very good clothes. So because we sponsored him, some people donated clothes, so we gave him new clothes that fit better.
And also one of the little boys on the last day at the school got malaria, and because we were sponsoring him and the charity, they helped him so he could go to hospital and he recovered. So he was only in hospital for a couple of nights, and without that he could have died.
How does it make you feel about the life that you have here?
I'm sad and happy. Because sad because they haven't really got much, and We have such a good life here, and I think it's happy because they're also smiling and they're having a nice time, and we've done quite a lot to help with that.
There was also time for a bit of a day trip.
Well, each time we go out, we try and use the trip as a teaching opportunity to do some teacher training with the teachers out there. So we decided to take the entire school on a field trip to the zoo. And then all our lessons that we taught in the school were used to show the teachers there how they could use a theme, in this case the zoo, to teach across all their subjects, English, math, science.
They've never really been out of like their area of Bombo's school. They saw lots of different animals and you could see the smile on their faces. It just lit up the whole world and it was really nice.
Most of them hadn't seen any of those, the traditional African animals before. Most of the children never been on a bus before. Most of the children never left their village before. So it was a huge opportunity to widen the horizons of those children in Bombo.
And I think it was also not just seeing the animals, that they're there with different people, that people were like, oh my gosh, there's white people walking around the street, but they were with us and that they were out of Kampala and they'd been on a minibus, and it was just the whole experience of being out of their village.
And I also think it helped lots of children to make new friends, because there were, the day before, a lot of families have sponsored a new child, so their first day of school would be at the zoo. Same with my sponsored child, and he was like clinging on to me, and because I was the only person he knew. And then during the zoo trip, he met lots of other kids and then he went off and played with them. So it was good to see lots of kids making new friends.
The children and teachers in Bombo now have more chances than before and a more solid future. But has it also benefited the students and parents of Highfield?
I think they get a much wider perspective on the world. They realise that how the lives of other children are both very, very different, but also very, very similar. And they begin to see that the material things which have in our lives so much in this country don't actually matter quite as much as they thought beforehand. We had so many lovely moments on the trip where the children actually realised that all the children out at the school in Bombo were very, very happy with very, very little. And that was very, very striking as our children began to realise that happiness isn't about what you have. It's about the community, the families, the support you have around you. Seeing the transformation in the people who come out is fantastic. I had a lovely quote from one of the fathers who came on the trip, who's, I think it's fair to say, quite apprehensive at the beginning of the trip. But at the end of the trip, when we were on our safari, finishing off, and a large dung beetle flew into the building behind us and landed, and I picked it up to show it to the group, and he said to me, 2 weeks ago, I'd have jumped on a chair if you showed that to me, and now I'm considering whether I should eat it or not.
So what's in store for the future of the project in Uganda?
There's always more children to sponsor there, which is a fabulous way to get involved. We will be having an evening at Highfield fairly soon where we'll be presenting the trip, talking about the trip and how you can get involved in sponsoring. But as the school grows, they add a year group each year. It's up to year three at the moment. Next year, they'll be adding another year group, so that'll be another 20, 30 children entering the school who all need sponsorship. And sponsoring makes a huge difference. It's not just school fees, it's the health care for that family, it's providing means of transport to and from school. We provide solar lamps for those families so they can have some light at home. And then we're also helping the school create a development program to help those families who attend the school to farm better, to do all sorts of other things. We're bringing the expertise of all our teachers and their backgrounds to help this link develop.
You can read more about the trip and see some pictures at strayfm.com/family.
Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.